Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Receive the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a greater millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pull it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus is not to give us peace, but this peace, we have to follow Jesus. The way is always love, always forgiving. There are people you don't like. Smile to them, greet them. This is the way. This asks us to love unconditionally, not because they are good, just because they are not good. Just love them. The way Jesus loves us is the same. We are not good, but he loves us immensely. This is the way he invites us to follow him, to love unconditionally. What is impossible for man is possible for God. Just ask this grace. Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, give us this unconditional love for one another.